10-year-old Alex Hinckley is sitting at a picnic table watching the Cleveland Indians play the Kansas City Royals. She's eating a hot dog, oozing with ketchup, and she's found shade under a rather unique awning. It's made up of 42 solar panels. The Cleveland Indians is the only American League ball club to have solar panels, and it's the only one to use its solar electricity at the park. The panels power 400 TVs at Jacobs Field, and fifth grader Alex thinks it's a cool way to introduce people, young and old, to renewable energy.
Some people don't know what they are, but if they know what it is, they'll like want to learn about it, because like a lot of kids like go to the Indians games, and I think they should learn about like energy.
Alex thinks if people are exposed to what solar panels can do, they'll want them for themselves. And that notion isn't far off. High energy prices and state and federal subsidies are expanding the market more and more each year. In 2006, the electrical solar industry generated over $1 billion in revenue. Exhibiting his products at a solar convention, Al Fraz of Ohio Dovetail Solar and Wind thinks the solar business is on the brink of expansion.
We're projecting over 100% growth this year. So, we're expecting probably over the next 5 years at least 300%.
But the solar industry suffers from supply shortages locally and internationally. Brad Collins of the American Solar Energy Society says current federal subsidies make solar competitive with fossil fuels. But entrepreneurs haven't invested in solar panel factories because they don't want their products to collect dust on the shelves if those subsidies aren't renewed in the future. So now, he says, states are starting to take the lead. He says the Rust Belt of America in particular has a lot to gain from this supply shortage. It's got the manufacturing infrastructure and the skilled workforce needed to build the nation's photovoltaic solar panels, known in the industry simply as PV. Collins says factories that make auto glass could easily make the switch.
There's a lot of similarities between the production of auto glass and production processes that could be modified to produce PV. It's putting a film on a piece of glass. And that's the way we can compete.
Even if states are successful at establishing solar product factories, Bernie Kotlier says there might not be enough electricians to install the systems. He coordinates weekend training sessions for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Los Angeles.
What we feel is that the manufacturers are gearing up to supply the equipment, but the next bottleneck will be labor. What would happen if we don't address it? Well, we'll have a shortage.
In the next 10 years, California wants 1 million roofs generating power from the sun. Kotlier says to make that happen, the state will need conservatively more than 10,000 additional certified installers than exist today. He says that number is even bigger if you look at how the solar market could grow nationally. And across the country, certified installers are already scarce.
We have people from all around the country who are contacting us regularly saying we're getting interest in PV solar in Arizona, in Washington State, in New York, in Massachusetts. So it is spreading, but it'll take time. But actually, that's a good thing because, frankly, we couldn't handle all that interest at once.
If states continue to offer incentives that bring the cost of solar power down to where it's competitive with fossil fuels, Kotlier says solar manufacturing sectors will surely be required to meet the demand. Where those manufacturing jobs are located and if there'll be enough certified installers nationally remains to be seen. But he says the states that offer subsidies and the people who invest in solar now could see a huge return on their investments. Those who delay could find themselves left behind. For the Environment Report, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.